Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. Our lives have been filled with magic from the word go. However, we don't pay much attention to it. We don't pay much attention to the magic. We don't pay much attention to all of the wonderful things that are going on in our life because they are so common. They are so ordinary. They are so fundamental. Now, Ellen was telling about one of our students in Africa whose son had done something silly in school and ran away. He was not available to come home that night, and the father surrounded him with his pure white light of love. And the next day, the boy appeared at his father's office and said he was sorry for what he did, and he wanted his father to forgive him. And his father said, "Forgive you? I can't forgive you for something that you did and you chose to do. You can stop doing it if you want to, but I can't forgive you because that's something you chose to do. Now, do you choose to act differently from now on? That I can say I admire and that I respect in you. But if you continue to do things in a way that make you look bad to your teacher and your fellow students and so forth, there's nothing much I can do about that unless you make your change. And even then I can't do anything about it because you're making the change and your life is different. You're going to go for the better. You're going to go for the great. Now, you've been very good. All of your life, you've been very good. A little mishap here and there, but nothing monumental. And now you made a big goof. And you were looking for a lot of praise. You were looking for a lot of attention. And you were trying to be a macho. And you realize that none of the kids in school appreciated that about you. And the teachers didn't appreciate that. And you didn't appreciate it either. Because it wasn't you. You were going for your worst instead of for your best. Now, do you want to go for your best? Yes, Dad. Yes, I do. Well, then, forget the past. Forget everything you've ever done, good or bad, and go on from here with a high-quality idea about yourself. Believe in yourself. Be yourself and have fun. Dad, that sounds awful nice. Yes, it is awfully nice. But it is very demanding, because who is your real self? Your real self is a beautiful person, and your real self is, you see, you think you're good now, but when you are your real self, you are really great, because your real self is not limited by any attitude of goodness. You are just the max when you are your real self. You see, we always want to go for the great. We're good in many, many ways. We have many friends who respect us and love us. We have family who respect us and love us. We have a world that respects us and loves us. I treat my business associates with respect and love, the father said. And then he said, and I don't expect them to treat me like that. I live in the consciousness of respect and love, and I cannot experience anything but respect and love in my world. But if I were to want them to respect and love me, then that means that perhaps they're not respecting and loving me now. And I don't want to think of that. I just think I respect and love myself, and I am a fantastic guy, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I live in the now. And as I live in the now, I live in my greatness. Every one of us can move from our ordinariness into our greatness. And we move from our ordinariness into our greatness by not thinking that we're great, but that thinking by we are doing whatever we're doing, being ourselves and having fun. We're doing whatever we're doing because it's fun and it's good. And then we let it go. If we are like another one of our students who has written us, and he has proclaimed that his birthday is tomorrow, and he has proclaimed that he is so great and so wonderful, and he is a guru for many people, and he is a fabulous guy and a wonderful guy. Well, those kind of people, as wonderful as they may be, and as marvelous as they may be, they are in for a fall. Because pretty soon people are going to get sick and tired of hearing them. They want to see the results, but they don't want to hear people proclaim how wonderful they are. And let your actions proclaim how wonderful you are. Let your way of living proclaim how grand and great you are. But if you go around telling everybody that you're a guru and that you're wonderful and that you're this and that you're that, you're going to have to live up to that. And you may not always be able to live up to that because there may be circumstances that you have to make judgments, and these judgments are not according to the highest and best of everyone involved. So it's best to have ultimate humility in being yourself. You just go out and be yourself and have fun and shut up. You go out and be wonderful and shut up. You go out and do wonderful things and shut up. Don't tell anybody about it. The people involved will know, and they will be your greatest mouthpiece. The people that you have done lovely things, unconditionally loving for, they will tell the world if it is to be told how wonderful you are. But the moment you start saying how wonderful you are, people are going to look at you and judge you and say, well, it's true, you're very good, it's true, you're very well, but you're not that wonderful, you know, you're not that good. And we don't want anyone to judge us, leastwise ourselves. We don't want anyone to judge us, because should anyone judge us, they would be judging us based upon what we were at that moment, or what we are at this moment. And this moment is not even the now. We want to live in the now, live in the absolute this moment now that has no before or after to it. And it's a totally real, continuous now, unconditionally loving in the now. We want to be so good and so wonderful, but not possessed by it, that everyone else calls us great. And we don't call ourselves great. I don't call myself a master. I'll let the rest of the world call me a master if such is to be the case, but I don't. No one can ever say, I call myself a master. They'll say, well, you call yourself a master, so you better be able to do these things. And I say, I don't call myself a master. I can do those things, but I don't tell anybody. I don't show anybody. If somebody happened to be looking at the moment that I do some lovely thing that people might call a miracle, or might call wonderful, or might call good, they see it, and I take it nonchalantly. We should do that. We should take our good nonchalantly, as though it is the most ordinary, normal thing in the world for us to do. And we go from our good to our greatness without ever whispering a word of how good we were or how great we are. We are whatever we are, and the world knows it. And if the world doesn't know it, that's fine too, because it's wonderful to live in a Geheimnis. It's wonderful to live in a secret life, because if nobody knows how wonderful you are, you never have to show off, and you never have to go and heal them, and you never have to go and help them. You never have to go and pretend with them that they have to do it for themselves, and yet they want you to do it. They want you to lay your hand on them and heal them. And even our monks here on campus have said that to each other. They said, you're good at healing, so, you know, speak your word for me. I'll go to jump in the lake. You don't need anyone to speak their word for you. Your word is far more wonderful and valid and vital than what anyone else could ever say, because you have only begun to express your goodness, and you have only begun to express your greatness. And when people write and call you and tell you how wonderful you are, and what a wonderful work you have done, and what wonderful writing you have done, be careful. If that little old lack of humility shines forth there, it can hurt. Because some other person is going to come along and say, what a terrible article you wrote, how thoughtless, and you must not be touched by either one. You know at all times you do your best. And never look to the outside for praise or condemnation. And never allow praise or condemnation to be in your life. You are your own one who appreciates who you are. And I say appreciates, and I don't mean that you have to judge, but you appreciate who you are. And you're always good. And you're always great when you have perfect humility. So I say to our friend whose birthday is tomorrow, I see you with perfect humility. And I say to our other friend whose son made a goof, I say to him, you are a beautiful father, unconditionally loving your family with no judgment, no past, only the present, only the now. Isn't that a great and wonderful thing to do? Isn't that the good that we are today, that we don't hang on to it? Because it is not one portion as wonderful as the greatness that we are yet to be fulfilled. We are fantastic. So, don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great, because the good and the great are super fantastic. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.